This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back. Thanks for choosing to start your morning with us here on The Daily Tip. In a few minutes here on the show, we'll get to college hoops, maybe a little sprinkle of NBA. But Jenks, I ran across this headline, and it kind of reinforced what I am starting to realize, or what I've been realizing for the past few years about sports.
Okay.
Is that you can be at the very tip top of the sport and on top of the mountain, and it just feels like the drop-off, you know, after a few years is just, you know, they kick you out unceremoniously to where you see these people who are, like, absolutely shining. They're all stars. They're all pros. And then just a few short years later, you know, they're unemployed and they're doing, like, ads for, you know, some random car company. Or they're on reality TV shows.
Right.
Where I didn't mention this in the streaming corner, but I've been watching the newest edition of Special Forces on Fox, where it's like reality stars. It's washed up, like, you know, athletes and even like Olympians. And Randall Cobb is on it. And they're like, Randall Cobb. And it showed that he's 34. And I was like, he's 34?
He is?
Not for sure. He was like 39. Because, like, he played in the league for a long time.
Right.
And even when he was in the NFL, people talked about him like he was ancient. And they're like, he's only there because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. This guy is the crypt keeper. But it's wild where somebody who is that big of a name in the NFL is just kind of kicked out. And they're like, yeah, you're too old to play. So the reason that I mention this is that in the NBA, Chris Paul, who has, you know, all kinds of lists on his resume where he is a 12-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, 4-time NBA All-First Team. And he had mentioned and released that he was going to retire at the end of the season. So he was with the Clippers. And then last night, the Clippers just randomly cut him. And they sent him home from a road trip on a team that is, I think, 5-16. So here's the thing. If the Clippers were competing for a title and they need to cut, you know, it's $3.6 million, which feels like it's not that much, maybe I'd understand. But the Clippers are terrible. And to send somebody who is as legendary and has such a legacy with your team in this fashion, man, it feels like a cold world.
That's brutal. I feel bad for Chris Paul. Because that's why he went back to L.A., you know? He made a name for himself there. This was the way to tie a bow on his career, even though the Clippers aren't going to win a title. And then you're always reminded that it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. Like, I remember when I was at NBC Sports Washington, and we knew cuts were coming. And I got really lucky and survived, but then got laid off because of COVID. But before that happened, we could see that eventually that positions were going to start being eliminated. And a buddy of mine would always look at each other and be like, survive in advance. Survive in advance. Like it's March Madness. Survive in advance. And even though we had been there for so long and we felt like we had done good work, you always got that reminder like, hey, it's nothing personal, but we have a budget to meet. You know, there are cuts that are happening across the board. This, at the end of the day, is a business. And you see that all the time, especially in the NFL, right? So you see guys and they talk about how loyal they've been. They've been a part of their franchise. They made their home in a particular city. And I get that. But that's why I never fault a player for getting the bag. Because once you can't play anymore, the team will be like, you know what? Appreciate you, but you got to go.
Especially in the NFL, where careers are very short. Like, mm-hmm. It is almost unheard of for guys to play, like, more than 10 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because it is just so physically punishing. And again, like I said, once you turn 30, people are like, yeah, but he's over the hill. Like,
right.
We say this about Derrick Henry, who looks like one of the most freakiest athletes you've ever seen on this planet. And yet, there are concerns about his age because he's a running back. So I feel like I saw this a lot in baseball, where mm-hmm. there would be guys who made like hundreds of millions of dollars and were like, you know, World Series champs, and they would be trying to get back to the big leagues and they would be on Jake's AAA team. And it's wild how they're slumming it on these like mid-morning PCL flights, even though they have this long resume of what they've done. But it's just, in sports, it's almost like fantasy football, where like these GMs and these front offices are just like, well, you know, you're not performing for me. So who cares if, you know, your wife's having a baby or you have all these medical expenses? Mm-hmm. We don't care. See you later.
No, that's it. It's still a business. Like, mm-hmm. sorry you're going through this, or sorry you're having a tough time right now. Can you play or not? I mean, sometimes things are very simple. It's Occam's razor. Well, we could explain it this way, but oftentimes the simplest explanation is the best. And it's, you're not performing, so we don't have a place for you. And that's it.
Yeah. And sometimes I catch myself doing this when I have a prop on a player and they get hurt and it's really bad. And you're like, get back up. I need 3 more yards from you. And you're like, Kelsa, this is a human with a family. Please stop yourself because you sound ridiculous. Because it sounds like, you know, his knee's not going back into place.
Come on, Cam. Cam Scatter, get up. He's like, no, he's not going to get up. Just got to give him a little leeway here because he's really hurt. Did you see that report? It was last week that just because of, well, not the only reason why, but sports wagering is sort of fracturing people's fandom in some ways because they're more interested in a particular result than the actual team that they care about winning, which I thought was really interesting too. So you do see that.
I don't know. Like, that's a deeper conversation, but I've seen people throw out things like, I think Pablo Torre was one of these people who said that, like, people care more about gambling than their teams. I don't think that's true. Like, have you seen the people who are lowered down in their caskets with, like, a Steelers flag? Like, some of those allegiances, they literally never die. So I understand that people love their money and they love gambling, but, like, some of these teams that, like, people have been attached to, like, their parents and their grandparents, like, look at people who follow soccer teams in Europe. Like, do you think those people who are lighting couches on fire, like, do you think they're like, yeah, but they covered the spread? No. So, like, I love gambling, but I do think, like, the allegiance to sport is still very much there.
It is. I think it's more of a progression, right? Like, things like this don't happen overnight. And strong allegiances are always going to be there. Like, what was it a few years ago? Wasn't it a Steelers fan? And he was, like, embalmed and, like, sitting in a Lazy Boy, like, sitting up in a Steelers chair or something. Am I making this up? I got to look this up. I swear I saw something like this. So I got to look this up. But, yeah, sports fandom will never die. But I think it's more of, like, the casual fans, right? Like, they don't have a hardcore allegiance. And instead of saying, all right, I'm going to support my local team, or I grew up in this city and I've always kind of liked this team, they lean more into, oh, I just want to win my bets. So I think that's what it's like. It's not like hardcore sports fandom is going away. It's just that there's another part of the equation now that's kind of evolving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, but I remember covering Auburn, and there was a fan that broke onto the field to dump his grandpa's ashes on the field.
So, I got a lot of respect
until
for that.
We don't have that type of allegiance, like, we'll see about that. All right, so we do love betting here on the show, and of course, we have some college hoops going on if you've been dipping your toe into the waters there. So let's start at number 25, Arkansas, hosting number 6, Louisville tonight. Louisville laying a 2.5-point spread in this one, total of 165.5, which does feel very high. But listen, both these teams love to run and gun, and I think my consensus on this is that Louisville and Arkansas are made up kind of similarly in that they both play at extremely high tempos. They love to run and gun. Yep. But Louisville does what Arkansas does, but better. Like, you look at Louisville's offense right now, and they're ranked 2nd overall at KenPom as far as overall offense offensive efficiency. So to me, I see the spread, and it does feel tight, and I understand playing on the road is a tough environment, but sure. I do think I am leaning towards Louisville in this game.
Yeah, I am too, and I would also look at the over as well, just because these teams do really like to run it up. I mean, the Cardinals are 4th in the country in scoring. They average more than 96 points per game, and the Hogs aren't far behind. They average 88 points a game. So this is going to be a really entertaining game to watch. It's going to go back and forth, back and forth. But I do think the Cards are a better team. They're also 5-1 against the number in their last 6. So it's never easy going into Fayetteville. That's a hostile environment. But Louisville is just, I think, a cut above here. Spread is only 2.5. You can take them on the money line if you like at minus 145, but I'm with you on the Cardinals.
I feel like they've also already played a team that had a similar makeup to this in Kentucky and beat them 96-88. So if you're hoping to win a track meet with Louisville, good luck, because they can certainly push the pace. Both these teams top 60, I believe, in tempo and possession length. So that's another thing to look at when you're talking about totals, is how fast do they push the pace? Because you can be efficient on offense, but if you're playing out of half court all the time, obviously it's going to be harder to hit those really high totals. So either the over or Louisville, I think both of those plays are very strong ones. All right, Jenks, my NC State Wolfpack is playing Auburn tonight. We have Auburn favored by 6.5 at home here, and the total is 165.5 in this one. I have been cautiously optimistic about NC State this year, but when they've played in these big games, they've not looked great. Coming off a big loss to your Texas Longhorns, 102-97 on a neutral court. They lost as favorites to Seton Hall in that Thanksgiving tournament, 85-74. So I'm not too sure what to expect from NC State when they go into a hostile environment in Auburn, where we have a very solid Auburn team, just, you know, point blank. Top 12 in offense and a really solid defense as well, sitting in the top 68. So I think I'd lean towards Auburn. Like, I'm not going to bet against my Wolfpack because obviously I am rooting for them. But I'm not sure, too sure what to expect from NC State here. I think they kind of need to prove it to me first.
Well, I did not handicap this game because I consider you the college basketball expert. I did handicap a few games in the NBA, but I'm going to trust you here. This is your club. This is your Wolfpack. You've got some momentum in the program. You're coming off that football win against Carolina. It's a big number. Let's go Wolfpack. Why not?
Well, here's the thing with some of these teams that have overgone a complete rebuild where you have a new coach in Will Wade and he brought in a bunch of transfers. This early in the year, sometimes it can be tough for things to mesh this early. So when you're talking about like going on the road, I don't know. Like, again, I just feel like NC State kind of needs to prove it to me before we just kind of give them credit, because the talent is certainly there. But you could also say this for a lot of teams in college hoops, because the transfer portal, it be buzzing in college hoops, and it has been for quite some time. All right, Jenks, so I don't want to pencil you into anything, but you said you looked at a couple games in the NBA. Do you care to touch on the association? I'm not going to lie. I'm more of into college hoops right now. But if you want to talk a little NBA, we certainly can.
Oh, you know me. I love the NBA this time of year. I'm just locked into the NBA Cup. I want to know what every team is up to. Did I handicap four games in the NBA?
Ooh,
what is wrong with me?
Look at you.
I'm a sicko. I'm telling you. I'm still figuring it out. So most of the games I handicap, these are not great games. But let's look at, you ready for this one? Trailblazers and Cavs. Woof. The Cavs are laying 10.5 points here. I just feel like this is way too many points. I know the Blazers are not a good team, and they're on the back end of a back-to-back, lost by 3 points to the Raptors last night. And the Raptors are a really good team. In fact, now we're seeing money come in on Portland. So this is what I'm talking about. Now it's down to Cleveland minus 9.5. But I think you could probably shop around and find 10 at some spots. Here's the thing. The Cavaliers are a middle-of-the-road team. And as a double-digit favorite this season, they're 1-5 against the number. So clearly, the Cavaliers are better than the Blazers. But 10 points for a very middling Cleveland team, I would be on the Blazers.
Can't say I'm going to be watching that game. But if you wanted a quick refresher course in some of the teams who have been the best at covering the numbers in the NBA thus far, Phoenix leads the way, 15-7 ATS, Houston 12-6, Lakers 13-7, and Miami and Detroit both sitting at 13-8. All right, we have a minute left. Do you have one more NBA game you want to cover?
I do think it's sort of interesting, which is how the Hawks are playing without Trae Young. They have a decision to make about Trae Young, but they are actually a better team without him. And right now he's sitting out, he's banged up, but they are a team that plays much better defense because he's such a defensive liability. They're laying 3.5 at home tonight against the Clippers, and the Clippers are by far like the worst team in the NBA this season against the number. So I think I would roll with the Hawks at home, laying the 3.5.
Going with the Hawks, even though Trae Young, avid daily tip content consumer, I will point out that he did respond to one of our tweets when we were dunking on him. What a moment in daily tip history. All right, coming up next, it's a Wine About It Wednesday. What's grinding our gears this week? It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.